Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to another edition of the ACT Brief. First up for today, a new ACT FAQ article outlines how EHR to EDC integrations are reducing manual transcription and improving data accuracy, while AI is increasingly used to support quality checks and monitoring under human oversight. However, long-term scalability will depend on validation frameworks, regulatory alignment, and collaboration across sponsors, sites, and vendors to ensure AI-enabled workflows can be trusted and adopted at scale. Up next, a new contributor article on ACT highlights the growing adoption of the functional service provider model, which allows sponsors to retain strategic oversight while leveraging CRO expertise to improve efficiency and resource allocation. Success depends on treating CROs as strategic partners, with strong communication and shared planning helping organizations transition without disrupting study timelines or quality standards. Finally, a new industry perspective published on ACT emphasizes how adaptive trial designs and simulation-based planning allow sponsors to build flexibility into protocols and respond to real-world variability. By anticipating uncertainty early and adjusting designs as data emerges, sponsors can protect statistical integrity and improve the likelihood of achieving primary endpoints when outcomes matter the most. And that's all for today's edition of the ACT Brief. Join us right back here tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development. As always, thank you for listening.